Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're back here at Weekend Kickoff, folks. Treasure Chest Casino this Thursday, every Thursday, hanging out till 7 p.m. where we hand things over to Thursday Night Football. Been talking a lot about Saints-Falcons gearing up for that Sunday showdown in the Superdome, helping us break down Atlanta side of things. The voice of the Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham, joining us now here on WWL. Wes, appreciate the time, man. Been a while. How you been?
I'm great. Thanks to be. Appreciate you guys having me, Steve and Mike.
Wes, one of the things with this Falcons football team, it's not like the Saints. We knew kind of what we were going to see, that this was early stage of the R word. It's the most dreaded word in sports, rebuild.
Right.
But with the Falcons, there were a lot more expectations. And it's been a funny year for them. They're one of the top teams in the league rushing the quarterback and quarterback sacks, and they can't stop the run. Now all of a sudden, you know, you're not going to have Penix Jr. for the rest of the year. Kirk Cousins coming in. And how well he'll be able to move around the pocket, and that's questionable. But you got a star back, Bijan Robinson. I'm a big fan of Tyler Allgeier. Man, he's one hell of a player. But, you know, and then Drake London goes down. So, man, you talk about a crazy year. The Falcons have had it, but it's how it's kind of built up to this point in this season.
Yeah, well, and there's a lot of differences. You can look at it a couple different ways. There's first five, second five type comparisons. I mean, you can look at Robinson, the first five games, he was, you know, well over 100 scrimmage yards a game. It was up to about 164 in the first five games. In the last five games, his scrimmage yards have dipped under 100 on average. So you can look at Bijan Robinson. You can look at kind of where Michael Penix was. You can look at Kyle Pitts. The one thing that has evolved on what this team, and you mentioned that you're rushing the passer but can't stop the run. In August, one of the big concerns, if you were at the training camp, was could Atlanta hold up against other people's run game? And seemingly in the first five or so ball games, guys, not many people tried to run it on them. They were too busy trying to throw, and they found out they were pretty athletic in the back end. They had the two rookie pass rushers. They had, you know, guys who have come over from New Orleans, like Caden Ellis and David Onyemata, you know, who were able to kind of stabilize what they were doing in the middle of the field defensively. And you didn't miss Grady Jarrett, who had been a staple for 10 years. So, you know, everything was fine. Then all of a sudden, you know, you kind of slipped and fell against Miami and San Francisco on a Sunday night game. And now you can't get back up. And that's how you've lost five straight in the last three by a total of 10 points, including two overtime games. So, it feels funny to say this, but here comes the Falcons and Saints, which I think in the 22 years I've been doing Atlanta, always feels like a different game than the rest of them. And now all of a sudden, here are two teams trying to kind of find their path in the second half of the season, and they're head up on Sunday afternoon. And, you know, in some ways, I guess it seems kind of fitting, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it sure does. Your thoughts on how the two rooks have played? I've been impressed with James Pierce. I know – it was a high price to pay to get him, but man, And no one ever questioned his talent either. He was a super talented guy at Tennessee. Maybe, right. You know, he kind of danced to the beat of his own drum, and you know, that's just the way he is. And then Xavier Watts at safety, your thoughts on those two guys? Because both of them are part of the same deal.
Yeah, in many ways, you're right. They are part of the same deal. The Watts pickup, to me, is the home run ball. I mean, I think Pierce pays off. I think Pierce will pay for the investment, you know, in the rookie deal, for sure. I think that's going to happen. You got Walker. Don't forget where you got Walker. You got Walker at 15 when the Panthers decided to take a wide receiver and not take a kid who grew up 40 miles from their complex, okay? And so Jalen Walker stays home. He played at Georgia, obviously. Now he's playing pro ball in Atlanta. But for me, Watts was the guy who had, 13 interceptions at Notre Dame. He came here and he had two in his first three. And then the fourth round pick is Billy Bowman, who came back into the lineup last Sunday against the Panthers. And to me, Billy Bowman impacted so many things that Oklahoma had go on in terms of their program defensively. I thought he was a jack of all trades. And both guys were coveted by Jeff Ulbrich, the Falcons' new defensive coordinator. So I thought Watts and Bowman in particular. And then you really kind of got Brandon Dorlus. He played less than 50 snaps last year, Mike and Steve. So Dorlus is a guy who, you know, has really played well this particular year, but he's also become more of a prominent piece. And then Zach Harrison's a third-year guy. So in many ways, Terry Fontenot's built this defense, and it's still pretty young. I mean, Jesse Bates is an older guy. You know, he's 8 years in. A.J. Terrell is 6 years in. Mike Hughes at one corner is 8 years in. But you keep looking around. I mean, Caden Ellis is 7 years. But everybody else, Onyemata is probably the oldest guy in 10. And to be honest with you, it's pretty exciting to think about where the potential of the defense might be in a season or two as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wes, so when Caden left and signed with the Falcons, one of the Saints defensive coaches told me in the offseason, I think we made a mistake not keeping him, because I think he's going to turn up big. And he said, yeah. Then he goes to Atlanta. I think at that time I think Ryan Nielsen was there.
Yeah, Ryan was here. That's correct.
That time. And so that connection certainly there. But Caden Ellis, he's played really better than any time with the Saints. And he's become a really, really good kind of edge guy in the National Football League.
Yeah, he's become a really dual guy. He's got not only the edge pressure that you talk about, but he's also not bad in coverage, too. His drop skills have been impressive. And I think a lot of people here are glad to have him. I think he embraces the fact that he's one of the leaders of this group, and that's one of the things that I think down the road is going to benefit Atlanta, is having a guy like Caden Ellis around.
One of the guys they lost in the offseason, I'm a big center guy. I've been doing this a long time. It's 40 years for me, and I think other than the quarterback spot, that center position is difficult to play, the second most difficult. And losing Drew Dolman to the Bears, and you had a guy with some experience.
Sure.
He had a little bit of experience there. How has that worked out? Because When you play center, you sort of the commander in chief up front. Okay, you making all those calls and you helping the quarterback. And Wes, you see it now, all these delay blitzes. If sure. it's coming from a linebacker or a safety or a corner, you got to pick that up. It's so much on the plate, not only physically, but also mentally.
Yeah, I think the one thing about Neusel, and, you know, we're talking about a kid who, you know, is starting his 23rd game on Sunday. I think in the situation you look at with somebody like Ryan is it's the benefit of the guys around him. And, you know, Matthew Bergeron hadn't played the last couple of games. I suspect he's going to play Sunday for the first time in the last three. And then Chris Lindstrom's going to start for the 99th time at right guard. So I think you can make the change with Dahlman. And if you've got two veteran guards around him, guys who you think are, you know, kind of foundational pieces of what you want to do, I think you can go ahead and make the Neusel deal. The tough part for Atlanta was when they got away from Alex Mack a couple of years ago. And, you know, look, let's face it, two guys. We had Todd McClure around here for four presidential administrations, it felt like, okay? I mean, Todd McClure, who played at LSU, was the center for the Falcons for the better part of a dozen years. And Mud Duck was terrific. And then you signed Alex Mack. The gap Atlanta felt, and exactly your point, was when Alex Mack, they didn't keep him in free agency, and they were really young in the offensive line. And, you know, they could have had anybody play center, and they were going to be in trouble then, and you brought a young guy in, and it didn't work out well. Now with Neusel, I think there's a little bit more protection involved in it. And the offensive line has been good, but they've been banged up. That's a piece that Atlanta would love to see whole for Sunday for sure. And more than likely, if they're going to make any kind of move here in the second half, guys, it's going to come from that unit for sure.
Tell us what's happened with Kyle Pitts. I know he's fought some injuries, but going back over the last 10 or 12 years, I would put him in my top 10 or 12 players that I've seen impact-wise in the SEC. He was a tilt-the-field player at Florida. And I'm talking about, man, I remember when they were playing LSU and Coach O was, I don't know who's going to guard him, but it ain't going to be a cornerback, it ain't going to be a safety or a linebacker. I got to put a corner on him. None of our guys can guard him. And it has really not clicked for him at that high level like we saw at Florida.
No, it hasn't. And it's seemingly held the same kind of script for each of the 5 years he's played. The first year he was able to generate some momentum, and then years two, three, and four, he caught a lot of passes early. He equaled his best start in his career here in Atlanta in the first four games, but he's only had eight catches in the last three games for less than 100 yards. Now, a lot of that is because, you know, Drake London's been lighting up the NFL. Drake London's had, you know, three straight games of 100 yards or more. He's had 100-plus in five of the last six. So the fact he's likely not playing on Sunday is a big deal for Atlanta, especially with Cousins taking the reins. But Kyle, by his own admission, knows this is a big year. So I suspect that there'll be a sense of urgency in the second half as we kind of go down that road starting on Sunday. And, you know, as the old adage is, no time like the present. So it'll be interesting to see where he is on Sunday and to a degree how New Orleans plays it. Because you guys know this, Brandon Staley, brand new defensive coordinator, first time Atlanta seen Kellen Moore as a head coach. It's late in the year for this series to get going, so it'll be fascinating to see kind of how the game unfolds, to be honest.
Wes, all I got to say is Arthur Blank got a lot more patience than I do. I'm going to end it like that. He got a lot more patience than I do.
He got a little bit more money, too.
Yeah, he got a nickel or two more than me, Dawson.
Appreciate the time always, Wes. Thanks so much, and see you in the Dome on Sunday.
Okay, guys. Be well.
Thank you, Wes.
Wes Durham, the voice of the Atlanta Falcons, joining us there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.